Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, thank you so very much for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity, and I am so blessed and so honored that you would give me this opportunity to represent you in the pulpit. I could not do this without your grace and your mercy. And Lord, I know I'm not worthy, but you think I'm worthy. So because you think I'm worthy, I'll be worthy to deliver your message to the people. So Lord, we ask you, Lord, let someone's heart be changed, someone's heart be transformed as they receive the word of God in their life. And then they take the word of God and then apply it to their everyday life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I want to thank everybody for coming out today for the service today. I've been really dealing with a lot of stuff with the human being and the man, and kind of like off the traditional line, because I want us to understand, we were sitting in my office today. First I was in men's ministry. We were just talking about, you know, I want to control situations and circumstances, but I want us to understand something. If every one of us was real true to ourselves, I want you to think about this. I want you to really be understand this. If you're true to yourself and you go in the mirror and you take off all your clothes and look at yourself and be honest with you, you'll know that you are a mess for real. You know there's some things going on in your life that's absolutely devastating. There's some things that you would look at in the mirror and you would say to yourself, God, please don't ever reveal this. Because if the people knew this about me, they wouldn't think I was this. They would never, ever, ever appreciate me or accept me if they knew this about me. Right? So thank you so much for not exposing this. And so I appreciate you so much, and I love you so much for it. And so I want you to think about that, because as we move in this message today is that we are one. Everybody say, we are one. We are one. I want you to understand that there is no difference between you and the person sitting next to you. Right? Just only difference is that you may have been raised in a different culture. That's the only difference. So you may have been raised in a house where your parents instilled certain things in you. Doesn't necessarily mean those things they instilled in you were right or wrong, but they were trying to give you a way of life and try to give you rules to live by and to govern your life and to try to make sure you don't go off the ledge and self-destruct. But I want you to know something, that every one of us are connected to each other. So when I talked about last week about God, every time you see someone, you really get to see an expression of yourself. So God allows us to see something about the other person, them, that's really in me, so I get to see it. And it really magnifies when it's something I don't like about them. So if I find something I don't like about you and it really upsets me and angers me, I promise you with everything inside of me that you're the problem. Right? You're the problem, and God is trying to show you you're the problem, because God is love. And love is not going around trying to find fault in people. Love try to show you your shortcomings so you can be a better person. So you see it, if I see something in you I really don't like, it's really you. It's not you I don't like. It's something in me that I need to get cleaned up. Because it's really about you. It's about you. And God is trying to show you you. And he loved you so much, he keep on showing you you. And you keep on ignoring it, thinking it's them, when it's really you, right? He said, because the problem is all of us are really one. There's no difference, all right? All of us are one. All of us are one, right? And we're going to try to explain that today to you today. So when you leave here today, you have a better understanding, right? So and so a lot of time, and so I just want to do a sidebar just a little bit. I keep moving it, but the camera's on me, right? So let me do a sidebar. Some of us are so heavenly minded, we truly are no earthly good. We're so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good. We think we're so saved and so sanctified and so Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized that we're really no good whatsoever to the kingdom of God. You are, they ought to X you out, because you are no good for God, right? Because all you do is go around and trying to find the fault in other people and never show your faults, right? So you come to church and you find the flaws in everybody else, and I can't believe they're doing this, and I can't believe they're doing this, and why this happened, and why that happened, when really Your problem is you. The reason why I know it's you is because you're supposed to come to church and worship and praise God, but I'm so worried about you because I thank you, God, because I'm really worshiping you because I'm spending all my energy on you. I'm not even thinking about God because I'm so concerned about what you got on. I'm so concerned about your life, even though I don't even live your life. I just heard about your life, right? And so we have a problem. We're supposed to be representing the kingdom, but we're not, right? So I want us to do an introspection because God created you for a blessing, right? And he said, I gave you gifts and talents really for the edifying of the body of Christ. And the thing is, because all of us, I don't care how cute you think you are, you ain't nothing but dirt. Right? And so, and if you look in the universe and you go back and study it and you deal with it, we ain't nothing but matter, right? Nothing but matter. And matter ain't nothing but energy. Right? So you going around judging people, man, based on the way they look, and they not who they what they look like. Have you ever made a decision? Sometimes you say, man, I don't understand why a girl dating him, he's so ugly. Ooh, I can't believe it, but she's just in love with him. Or vice versa. It's because people don't. When you love somebody, man, you look past the physical appearance, and you want to know what that person's going to be like in life. It's really what's on the inside that really matters. I don't care how good you look on the outside, right? I really want to be concerned about what you look like on the inside, right? And that's important until we get to that, right? And the reason that's so important is because we're so connected, right? So I'm going to talk about that today, right? So, look, Ken, when you go back home, you can be like, God, girl, you can be riding the car with your wife's a baby Bimmer. We the same. She gonna slap you. I ain't like you. Pop. Right? So now, so let's deal with this, right? So in Genesis chapter 1, then God said, everybody said, God said. God. Pastor Durden said, God said it, right? So God said, right, let us make human beings in our image to be like us, right? So God, now listen to me. This is important because I want you to look at this narrative, right? Because a lot of times, people in church, whatever, they can take the Bible and take a narrative and make you hate yourself, right? You don't like nothing about yourself. Everything about you is ugly. You sin, everything's a sin. So now I'm scared I can't do nothing right, right? But God created you in his image. And it's like, and it wasn't your physical appearance. Your avatar is only here to express God. So don't judge the avatar, right? Don't judge the body. Judge the spirit. Watch the spirit of a man or a spirit of a woman, right? So that's important to understand that, right? So I don't care what you look like. I don't care what kind of car you drive. It doesn't matter. I don't care what kind of house you live in. All I got to do is come to your house, sit down, have a conversation, and I can find out what you're all about. And a lot of us are just fronting, right? Because we want to impress people when in reality, man, you ain't impressing nobody because don't nobody really care. They just act like it. They're not impressed with what you drive and what you, you know, the young folks say that, you know, I was teasing AJ once and he had bought some very expensive shoes. And I told him, I said, man, he said, Dad, you don't understand. But, you know, I said, AJ, you're in the dark club. Brother, you're at the club in the dark. They can't even see the shoe. See what I'm saying? He said, Daddy, yes, they can. I said, boy, you just wanted to buy some shoes right now. So that's the beauty. Now, so I want us to understand who we are. Can we leave here today? Y'all can give each other hugs. And like I said, we all right. We the same, all right? Now, so if God says, right? Now, so God inspired man. The Bible is written under inspiration, right? Now, I'm not naive and stupid and think God just talking to people like this, you know, God cannot speak. I know God spoke to the heart of man, and then man expressed it through writing and words. And we took the expression in the Bible, and we took it, and we made it the law. And we said, this is it, because this is what God says. Because God inspires someone to give us some words of encouragement to lift us up, right? And so the Bible is written for our enhancement to help us be everything we can be. So you got to read deeper into it, right? So, but here's the part that I don't want us to miss is that when God created the universe, he created the human beings in the universe, and he wanted us to be able to work together as a team and love each other. And so he said, well, in order for them to do that, they got to have me in them. So when he created the dirt, and then he said, well, let me breathe in it. I know y'all don't believe he said that, but he did, right? So then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. Everybody said, a lot of dirt, right? dust of the ground, and then he breathed, he put his spirit. I breathed the breath of life into the man. So then now God says, now I need to be in him, because God is not a man. God is a spirit, right? So if he created us in his image, in his likeness, it had to be spirit form and not physical form, right? Because physically, look like Big Ken, right? But spiritually, they're totally different. Right, so spiritually, man, it's more like God. So they can be going two different directions. They can look alike, but not have the same spirit. Right? So the one who is more like God is, did you get to see the real manifestation of what God's spirit is? Right? Now, so watch this here. So then God breathed into the man the breath of life in his nostrils, and then man became a what? Then he came. Now listen, this is important. I want you to know how important you are. Right? You're not just anybody. So I want you to leave here knowing that I have been created in the image of God. And God loved me so much, man, that he breathed his breath of life into me. Right? Listen, now you say, I don't believe it. Well, you don't believe it, it won't be. Right? So whatsoever man thinketh, so is what? He. So if you don't believe it, it don't fit for you. Right? So you leave it, say, oh, pastor just talking a bunch of crap. And keep on being miserable. But those who realize who they are and realize God working through them and God is with me, ain't no devil in hell can stop me. Right? So I got to realize who I am. And I got to realize I got all this power behind me. So I got God backing me. Right? So I got to realize that I got the spirit backing me. Right? So how do I know his spirit? It's several different spirits out there. Right? That's why Jesus said one time, you are of your father, the devil. He told some of the Jews. The reason he said that is because you guys are letting another spirit run your life that ain't really of my father, right? So then he goes on. Now watch this here. And so Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, Martha, and he wanted them to understand this thing and how we all one and we really are connected. He says, so the human body has many parts, right? But you notice something, man, all of us got the same parts, right? So when he created his body, it was different, right? Now, he says, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make one whole body, right? So it is with the body of Christ. So what he's trying to tell us is, just like your body has many parts and it works together, all of us are different. Some are gay, some are straight, some are black, some are white, some are skinny, some are fat, right? Some are smart, some are dumb, right? You have all kind of people in the world, but we all are a part of him, right now. And we all have to work together because it takes all of us to work together, right? And I want you to understand that. And if you don't, you're going to end up with a situation that's not too good. Right? So every time we have a situation when you think you're better than someone or you try to hurt someone, we become disjointed and people are destroyed. Right? But when you operate out of love, you operate out of your true nature, which is the nature of God. And he's in you, and then he's moving, and everybody know it because everybody says, it's something different about her. It's something different about him. Why? It's because they're operating in their daddy's spirit, which is the spirit of God. You said, but you understand. So what we do is we try to find the devil in everybody else. Right? And then while I'm looking for the devil in you, God is saying the devil is in you. Get him out of you. Right? He said, get him out of you. He told us that in Matthew 7 chapter. He said, because whatever you judge, you're going to be judged by the same standard. Right? He said, now, so understand. So it's better to be on this team and understand that we are what? One. So now, it's important to understand, so he gave the body as an analogy of the body of Christ. Now, let me tell you something. The people are not going to like it because some people are religious. All of us are the body of Christ. All right? Now, listen, we may be a little different than the Carsons, right? Right? So the Carsons, everybody in the family are the exact same. Every kid, the mom and the daddy are the same, right? It ain't like that in the Durham house, right? Ardina one way, AJ's another way. When Jay come over, he's another way. And then Nari is another way. Nessa is somebody else. And we just all over the place, right? Here's the beauty. I want to let you in on a secret, right? All of us are different, right? So everybody got a different personality. Everybody got different things going on, right? So the way he unifies us is with his spirit, right? So, but all of us, it take all of us to make the family work. So if AJ don't take out the garbage, it's going to run over, right? I can walk past it. Don't you raise your hand. How many times you walk past the kitchen and you refused to wash the dishes? And when you came back, the dishes were still there. Somebody in the house got to wash the dishes. Otherwise, you have a nasty kitchen, right? And it takes all of us working what? Together. In order for us to really be a true expression of God, we got to be working together, right? And so he gave us his spirit. Now, this is important. So the human body is many parts, and the body of Christ are different people. Now, remember, don't you ever think you have a corner on the market, and I'm saved, and I'm sanctified, and I'm Holy Ghost filled, and I'm fired. Somebody told you that lie, that you the only one. So you going around thinking Kingdom Embassy is the best church in town. No, we just one of them. We're not the best church in town. And I'm not the best pastor in town. Now, some of you all argue that. You argue it, and then some people say, you're right, Pastor, you're not, right? So, but all of us are different, man, right? We all different. And I wish I can tell everybody, come to Kingdom Embassy, because it's the place, man, where everybody loves like nobody else. But there's some people in here as evil as you know what, right? Because they have not really yielded to God, and they trying to, so they keep coming, hoping God will work a miracle in their life and change them into him being like them, when it's really going to be you doing it. Are you with me so far? Right now. So now, everybody said, we are one. Well, Jesus knew that. Paul knew it. God knew it. All the writers knew it. So they kept on talking about unity, unity. Everything is unity. Unity means everything come from one. God is all, and all is God. Now listen, if I see you in that way, the way I treat you will be different. I told a guy the other day, he was on the phone, I says, love, when you really have the love of God, I use heel, because I ain't messed with heel in them in a while, right? So I got heel, Edgar, and then Edgar go to church here, and Krista go to church here, and so I go out, and I see Edgar, Edgar. So I see Edgar out there, and he's doing something he ain't got no business doing, right? So he see this woman he like, and he's messing around. He was in Chicago, and he didn't think I saw him. So he in Chicago, I see him, he kind of look at me, and I look at him, and he hoping I don't look at him again, but I see him, right? So we in Chicago, we don't speak, you know, even though we speak at church, right? Now, when I get back, now here's what you do. When we get back, Pierre, the first thing I want to do, you know, I want to go to Crystal and say, Crystal, listen, I just want to share something with you, right? I know you love Edgar, but you might want to take a look at your marriage, because it ain't everything you think it ought to be, right? Now, I'm doing this here because I don't want you hurt. So when you find out that he has another girl, it's going to hurt your feelings. I'm telling you, he's in another relationship. I'm telling you this because I love you, right? I'm telling you that's the devil. I'm telling you that's not God. You say, I'm doing this. I had to do it out of love because I don't want Chris to hurt. No, you knew she was going to be hurt when you told her. So when you called up on the phone and told her, you knew that it was going to mess up that whole family. Right? And here's the thing. They're not going to break up because you said it. They're going to get mad at each other, and Edgar will never speak to you ever again in life. Right? And he's going to tell somebody, man, pastor's full of BS. Don't you fool me up to doing all that preaching, and that clown tried to mess up my family. Right? Because love don't work that way. Everybody said love don't work that way. God don't move that way. Right? So what I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to get to Edgar right away and say, hey, man, what's up? What's up, bro? I ain't going to tell a girl I know. I'm just, hey, that's my boy. What's up? How you doing, man? I'm going to whisper and say, bro, listen, man. You, what you doing ain't right. You know, you better get it right because God going to expose this thing, right? Right. And then that's between you and Crystal and God. I just know. Now, he may not come to church Sunday because he said, I'm scared, Pastor. He said, because Pastor Lines will say anything in church. So I ain't coming because I know him. It might come through on him, right? I won't say nothing, right? Now, I'm trying to make a point. I'm trying to make a point because I want you to understand that when we're connected together and we love each other, we don't do things to try to hurt each other. Right? And I just went to the extreme on that, right? Now, watch this next verse. Paul kept talking. Paul says, some of us are Jews, and some of us are Gentiles. Remember, Jews and Gentiles didn't like each other because Jews are like some of us. We so righteous. You know, we love the Lord, and we save and sanctify, and they the devil. They're a drug dealer. They ain't nothing but a hustler. But the Jews, the Gentiles were like the outcasts of the Jews, right? He says, some of us are Jews, and some of us are Gentiles. Some of us are slaves and some of us are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by what? One Spirit. And we all share the same spirit. He said, we all share the same spirit. I know I can hear you all. You say, he talking about the church. You are the church. I just want you to know you are the church, right? You are the church, right? Sometimes you don't know you the church. Because you don't know yet, because God haven't sent an evangelist to you yet. That's why he says, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. So some people I got to send you to them, but they still mine. All right? Then he says this. He's, yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot say, I am not a part of the body because I am not the hand, that does not make it any less part of the body. So what is he saying? I don't care what you say, you're still part of the kingdom. All of us. You can call yourself an atheist, whatever. I don't care. When you get done at the end of the day, we all come from the same source, which is God himself. Right? So we have the DNA, right? So I'm going to move through this real quick. Y'all know I ain't going to stay here long because South Carolina play at 1 o'clock. So we know. So now, in Galatians 3:28, it says, there's no longer, watch what he said, there's no longer Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, male or female, for you are all what? He said, you're all one in Christ Jesus. Now listen to me. If you can get that concept and understand it, then I won't be trying to judge what you're doing in your personal life. I just love you because I realized if God peeled the skin back, right, and let us really see each other, I promise you, I and Denise are probably doing some of the exact same thing. We got some of the same thing going on. But if she knew it, then she wouldn't be ashamed to show it. Right? So a lot of times, we're ashamed to show it, so we wear a mask. But if God pulled the mask off, you'll realize, man, we are the same. So now I'm not ashamed anymore because you're doing the same thing I'm doing. What if the mask was off and you realized that? Why can't you just love people for who they are? What about this? What about if you realize that we are the same and I don't care what you're doing, it don't impact me. Right? So if you over there doing something, guess what? That's your problem. Right? That's your problem that you got to deal with. But so I'm going to, because you'll need somebody to love you, and I'm just going to be like my father and I'm just going to love you. Through it. How many people ever, it's a lot of girls, raise your hand. I want you to raise your hand if you had a child when you was young, teenager. Right? It's a lot of y'all. Now, don't be ashamed because you got some, God bless y'all with some beautiful kids, right? But somebody along the way told your kid that you was the bastard child and all this kind of stuff, and they gave all kind of names. It didn't mean nothing. It was just people talking. Right? And some of the people was going through the same thing in their family. But they made you feel like you was nothing. But once you realized who you were, it didn't matter what they say. You just raised your kids and love your kids, and you became a great mother, a great father, a great grandparent, or whatever. It didn't matter. Everybody say it didn't matter. Because once you realize who you are and whose you are, I don't care what you say, we are the same. And some people say, I don't know why you're talking about me. Your family is a mess too. Correct. I say, I don't know why you're talking about me because your family blessed too. God bless you with a house just like he blessed me with a house. Well, you got a big house. It doesn't matter. When I go to sleep, I don't know if it's small or big. you know, you driving down the street, you know, you may have a nice luxury car and driving a Mercedes. It's fine. But I promise you, I saw them on the side of the road too. It doesn't matter. So don't judge yourself, man. Judge people based on things, because things don't matter. The thing that matters is you. Right? Now I'm gonna close this thing out because this is gonna be good. When you get done, y'all gonna hug each other, right? Now, watch this in John. Jesus, everybody say Jesus. Jesus is the son of Mary, right? So Jesus is the one that God anointed with the power to show us who we really like. So Jesus is really a true example of who we really are. Most of us make Jesus different. We make Jesus God, and there's no way that we can be like him because he's God. So I can't be like Jesus. I beg the difference. I think God was trying to show us the power we have, and Jesus' mission was not to go to Calvary and save you from your sins. I think Jesus' mission was to let you know who you are with God. So he was trying to show you, that's what redemption is all about. He was trying to redeem you so you would know that you really are a son of God. They're trying to tell you something else, but I'm telling you who you are. Right? He said, I'm telling you who you are. And I'm telling you, you can live this marvelous life and have this marvelous power, right? Now, hear me out now. It's important because I know some of you all got lost when I said he didn't die for your sins. I know you'd sin. You're like, oh, thank you, Lord. He died for my sins. You better live right, right? Because if you try to hang it on the cross, it ain't going to change your life. What's going to change your life is on the inside. It's the power of God living on the inside of you, right? And so Jesus came and he says, listen, I and my Father are one. He said, we are one. Now, he said, how are we one? Everybody said, well, you know, God lived in, listen to me. When Jesus was at the water of baptism and he separated himself, he was a boy, and he came into a young man. He walked to the water and got baptized by John. When he got to John looked, and the heavens opened. And when the heavens opened, God spoke. Remember that, God didn't say, this is me. He said, no, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm what? Well pleased. And he said, and the Holy Spirit came on him, right? So what Jesus is trying to show us, now listen, now you see, now I'm just like you all, because we didn't know nothing about his life from 12 to 30. We knew nothing about him, right? So when he come on the scene, and he busts on the scene, he busts on as a minister, as a rabbi. And he was trying to teach us, and all he was teaching us about, all he was teaching us about was the kingdom of God. He kept talking about the kingdom. He wants to see, Jesus said, you need to go die and go to heaven. He never said that. He said, even when you pray, pray that thy kingdom will what? Come. And the will be done where? On earth. As if, I don't care what. Only way the will can be done on earth is got to be through your spirit. So the spirit got to move because the spirit moves a man, right? He says, now, so Jesus is trying to show us and try to direct us back to God, right? Here's what he says. He said, I pray that they will all what? This is Jesus. This is, everybody say Jesus. Jesus said, I pray. This is my prayer. God don't need to be praying. This is Jesus. This is the man talking. Jesus, I pray. Watch this. Don't miss it. That they will all be what? That's my prayer. Who am I praying to? I ain't praying to me right now. I'm praying to my Father, right? He says, just as you, Daddy, and what? I are what? There's a separation now. But we're unified. How are we unified? In the Spirit. We're unified in spirit. He says, as you are where? As you are in me. What you mean, you and me? The Spirit of God has now empowered Jesus. And he's operating through Jesus, right? He says, Father, he's up there now. We think he's up there. We say he's up there, right? So, Father, all right, and I am where? I'm in you, and what? May they what? May they where? So that what? that the world would believe. We need to make them one. They need to realize, just like I'm in you and you in me, they need to be in us. Right? Remember, this is a spiritual thing. For those who are super deep, Jesus is, let me talk in your terms, right? So Jesus is the Son of God. Right, Regina? Yes. And now this is going to get everybody. Everybody a little off, but I'm going to bring you home. You got to know who Jesus is. So when Jesus left here, God sent what? His Spirit. The Spirit we teach is really what? What is the Spirit? What's the Holy Spirit? It's the Spirit of who? It's the Spirit, but we don't say it's the Spirit of God. We say the Holy Spirit is really the Spirit of Jesus. It's the Spirit of Jesus. So now you got Jesus in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God in the Spirit, right? Where is the Holy Spirit? Where did he say going to be at? Now, God is in us, right? Now, here's the kicker. Don't get it. Because now, it's in all of us. So now it's a spirit. We're all connected. Now, stay with me because it's going to be good when it's over, right? He says, watch this verse right here. This is Paul teaching. Love is what? God is what? Only if you got God's spirit in you, if you're going to be patient. Some of you guys are so impatient. Without God, you don't have no patience with nobody. Right? Watch this. Love is who? God. Everybody say love is God. That's in John. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to hear John. I'm coming back. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we what? Who children are we? Now watch this verse. I'm going to come back to the other one. He says, dear friends, let us continue to what? Love who? One another. Everybody say one another. For love comes from where? God. Where'd it come from? God. Well, what is God? Love. What is love? God. God is a spirit, and the spirit is love, right? So now, this spirit of God has got to be reside in you, right? Watch this. Anyone who loves is what? And knows God, right? Then he says this. But anyone who what? Does not love what? Now, here's the key. I put it in bold print. What it say in the last part of the verse? God is what? Love. So if God is love and love is a spirit, Jesus said the kingdom of God shall be where? Raise your hand if you got the Holy Spirit. Right now. Now, some of you guys don't think you got it because somebody told you you didn't have it. Right now. Some of you guys don't have it because somebody told you you didn't have it. Right? Because somebody told you that, but I'm telling you, you have it, right? So the Spirit is in you, right? But what Spirit is it? It's the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead also resides where? In us, right? Now, here's the thing. It makes us all what? One. Everybody say one. Now, here's the kicker. If we operate in that, then I don't destroy nobody's life. I don't hurt anybody, right? I don't hurt anybody. So now, let's go back to Jesus. So Jesus, if he goes to Calvary, and he going to Calvary, why did he go to Calvary? For what, though? What purpose, though? What does the redeem mean? To bring us back into relationship with God. His whole mission was to make us understand who we are. Now watch this. You're only going to get to him in your spirit. You got to have the Spirit of God. So Jesus is directing us, man, right back so you understand. Once you understand who you are in him and we become one, the world changes. The world is in a mess, man, because Elon Musk thinks he's running. And listen to me, right? And everybody mad. I don't know why you mad. Because I said right here in this pulpit and told y'all they had Project 2025. And here's what's going to happen. They had wrote the script. They had already made Trump a criminal. And y'all said, I don't care. Give me Barabbas. We don't want Jesus. So then when you get Barabbas, you just hold it. We don't want Barabbas. Now I want you to watch something. Here's what happened, man, when you walk away from God. He says, I'm a criminal. Convict, want you to, convicted felon. Y'all say, I don't care. He won the popular vote and the electoral vote. Don't nobody do that. Republicans haven't done it in years, right? He was a criminal. He gets in the office, makes an executive order, and they said, no, you can't. He said, I don't care what you say. I'm going to do it anyway. What you going to do about it? You going, I'm already a criminal. Now you gave me executive power. And he told you, he said, listen, you Christians, if you vote me in this time, you ain't got to never do it again. You don't have to vote again. Just get me in this one time. Because when I get in this time, I'm going to change all the laws. He said, I'm going to take all the people in the government, and I'm going to get rid of them. And I'm going to put in foot soldiers. And then I'm going to put people in, and when I make a decision, they're going to always go in my favor. Now watch the House. Y'all gave them the House, the Supreme Court, and the Senate. Y'all gave all the power to the devil. Y'all told God, listen, God, I know you love. No, it's because we got our eyes off the prize. And we didn't understand who we are. And we was all one, right? And so the people who know they won, I want y'all to hear me, man. Don't miss this. This is what Donald Trump said. He didn't say the world. Go back and watch the script. He said, you Christians, if y'all get me in this one time, you don't have to do it again. He said, you Christians, if y'all can get me in one more time, then you ain't got to do this no more. And you know what they said? Okay, Barabbas. Now go back and watch the clip. Trump told us, he said, I can walk down the middle of New York City, in the middle of the street, I can kill a man, and they won't do nothing to me. Go back and watch a YouTube video, Google it. So when you talk about we are one, y'all got to know that y'all got to know who you are in God. And we are one. But remember this, Jesus says, you are, he told some of the Jews, he says, some of you are your father, the devil. How many people remember when Jesus and Peter was walking? And then Peter told Jesus, you don't have to go to Calvary to redeem us. Now I want you, don't miss this, Peter. He says, Peter, Jesus is going to, he said, listen, I got to go to Calvary because I got to say, he did die on the cross for y'all sins. When I threw that out there, everybody got shook up, right? He said, you don't have to go to Calvary. Don't go to Calvary, Peter. You don't have to go. Jesus looked at Peter, and he said, get behind me, Satan. Yeah. Now, study the Bible. Study words. Words have power. Everything has power and energy. The word Satan means adversary. At that moment, Jesus was telling Peter, man, you're the adversary. Get out my way. I got a mission because I got to get all my people, man, back connected to God. And you telling me I don't have to do it, you become the adversary. The question is, are you going to operate in your true spirit or are you going to operate in the spirit of the adversary? Because we are one. If we are one, let's prove it when we come to church. Let's love the hell out of people like we're supposed to. Let's care for people like we're supposed to. Let's not walk in here, man, and judge people, man, based on what's going on. Let's not judge people, man, based on their sexuality. Let's not judge people, man, based on the color of their skin or what they wear, what kind of job they got. Because some people are scared to death because they was making $100,000 a year and Trump about to wrap it up. He said, I'm giving them a six-month furlough. And then I'm going to get them out of there. Give them 6 months' pay, and then put somebody else in. So the people who was bragging about they had something ain't going to have nothing in about 6 months. You don't put your faith in man. You put your faith in God. Right? So when you become the spirit, when you understand you're the spirit, I was telling the men this morning, I said, listen, God has one requirement, that I live a righteous life. Hear me out, Regina. He said, I don't care what they're doing. I'm talking to you individually. He said, I want you to work out your soul, your own soul salvation, in fear and trembling. He said, I want you to make sure that you're doing right. Now, he said, Pastor Duren, I want you to make sure you're living right. Don't you make a decision based on what Derek said. I know Derek's your buddy, right? But if you listen to Derek, then you ain't listening to me. Because if you do what Derek say, then what you going to do when Ken talk to you? But I thought you had a pretty good relationship with, what about when Camilla call you? What about when Trina say this here? Now I'm walking around here, okay, Derek, okay, Trina, okay, okay. I'm putting people out to church. So I told a guy, this is true, Kim, I said, if I put Kim out, then I got to put him out. So a guy told me, this is a true story. We were having a conversation. He said, listen, man, God gave you a platform. Virginia, you want to hear this here. So y'all go home, y'all got to have some language to talk. Y'all understand we're a spirit. He said, listen, man, God gave you a platform. And since God gave you a platform, you can't let everybody preach from here. Because if you do, he quoted the scripture when Peter, Paul says, if you offend your brother, if meat offends your brother, don't eat. He said, if you know you put somebody up here that's offended, that offends somebody, then you shouldn't do it because you had a platform. I said, man, you right, bro. I said, you right. I said, because if I let somebody preach that ain't right, you right. I said, because I'm offend somebody, and I don't want to offend nobody at Pentecost. But I don't know what I'm going to do, man, when somebody else who decide that they play music in ministry, and God loved them so much, they said, listen, the church need a musician. Right? So I know I play over here, man, for thousands of dollars. They can't afford it, so I'm going to donate my time over here. They said, no, you can't do it. Well, you got a hit person, man, I can sing, but I do R&B. God gave me R&B, and I know I love the Lord, but I'm saying R&B over here. It's not, you got to put them out. What about this person over here? You know what's going to happen? We're going to close, turn the lights off, sell the air conditioning, and close the doors. Because what's going to happen is, if I'm put people out based on people being offended, everybody's going to leave. Sometime or another, it's just going to be me up here talking to the pews. Right? So, but what about this? What about if we really got downloaded the Spirit of God in us and we move like love? Because I really don't know what Ed is doing. Because I don't even see Ed except on Sundays. Right? So now I'm going to make a decision based on what I see Ed on Sunday. Right? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a decision. When I see him on Sunday, I'm just going to love the hell out of him on Sunday. Whatever he do on Monday is between him and the Lord. And so we just got love. They said, no, but you need to be the police. No, I can't be the dictator. If you want me to be Putin, I can. I can be a dictator for you. Right? So when the Spirit of God, when you understand you're one, then you love. Listen, God is what? Love. Love is a what? A spirit. Don't get super deep and think you can come here and say, I ain't coming, man, because they all hypocrites. You heard that before. Are they hypocrites, right? You know doggone well that you a play actor too. I want you to stand up if your life is 100% true. Nobody gonna stand. Because some things you just don't tell nobody. Because you wear a mask. Because you know why you wear a mask, Pentecost? Because I don't want nobody to look at me different. So now that I got flaws, you got flaws. But one thing we can have in unity, what is what? Everybody say love. Love don't care. Love don't have no faults. Love don't find no flaws. Love just love you for who you are and let God do the rest. And we are what? One. I want you to look at everybody, and when you see somebody, see yourself. Now, as soon as you start judging somebody else, say, I ain't no good either. As soon as I see Martha, I said, you know what, man, Martha, she need to get it right. I said, man, me too. Oh, man, you know, Sneed ain't right. I ain't either. Raise your hand if you can't do that. Yeah, you can. God loved you so much that he was willing to send his son down here to be sacrificed, mistreated, beaten, and killed by the church. Not by the Roman Empire. He was killed by the church because the church thought they was righteous. And he was telling them, I love the people that you think are no good, and I want to make them or help them know who they are in God. So he kept trying to tell everybody, but the kingdom is in you. What is the kingdom? The Spirit. Raise your hand if you say. Right now, raise your hand if before you got saved that you changed since you got saved. Yeah, salvation changed you. Once you make a decision to live for God, your life changed. Now, all of a sudden, man, the Spirit of God is living in you, and he's moving through you. Now, listen, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. Sometimes I misjudge somebody, but God always tells me, shut your mouth. You know you ain't worth a pot to pee in, the wind to throw it out of. If it wasn't for my grace and mercy, you wouldn't even be here. He said, don't you fool yourself and think you high and mighty because I made you the pastor. He said, you better tell them people to love each other. Okay, I'm done. Because South Carolina about to play. About to tip off. Here we go. Let me go back. Right. What? So love is patient and kind. Love is not what? Jealous or what? Boastful or what? Proud or what? Rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wrong. If God is love, why are you trying to keep a record? Why are you rude? Why are you so jealous? Why are you so impatient? Why are you going around boasting, bragging like you somebody, knowing you, if it weren't for God, you wouldn't be where you are? If it weren't for the grace of God, where would you be? Right? So today, at about 1:30, Tracy and I'm going to be feeding the homeless. When you think you somebody bad, come back at 1:30. Mr. Know-it-all. So God can show you what you can be if he didn't have grace on you. Right? The people that are struggling. Right? Man, you are amazing. You look so beautiful. You're dressed up. You look so nice. You look so good. All right? Let the world know you're real. Let's love unconditionally. When we come to church, let's be fired up. Let's be like Pentecostal men in the front with the sign. Hey, praise the Lord God. I'm so glad you're here. Take a peppermint on me. It didn't cost that much, but it's free. Take a peppermint, hey, praise the Lord. Give somebody a hug. Give somebody a high five. Somebody need a hug. Somebody need you to say, man, it's going to be all right. I know you're going through something, but just a love, because you ain't never energy, I can hug you and you can feel my presence. Right? Because God is working through all of us. So you say, man, you know what? If God is in me, if I hug you, it's going to impact you. So before you leave today, give somebody a high five, give somebody a hug, give somebody a pump fist, but make some kind of physical connection so we can be like the Power Rangers says, let's touch. And then the Power Rangers. But I think we get activated, man, when we understand who we are and we intentional about it. Amen? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. All right. So now, everybody stand to your feet. Listen. Jesus Christ was very intentional about coming here, trying to redeem us, to bring us back to Calvary. The reason why he died on the cross for us, because he said, I'm willing to die for what I believe in. I'm willing to die so much that I don't care what you guys say, that if I'm willing to give up my life for the Spirit, those who believe it, it would change their life forever. And I think that's where the transformation takes place. And that's what Calvary is all about. God loved us so much that he's willing to die for us. And he showed his son that, why don't you do that? Why don't you die for somebody else? Why don't you be willing to give up your life for someone else? Make a sacrifice. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for what Christ did at Calvary, how he loved us so much. His mission was to remind us of who we are in you and help bring us back to you. And when the enemy, the adversary come, try to derail us, to make us not love and care, or let us find a fault in the flaws in others. Just remind us who we are and realize that we're only here by your grace and it's your mercy. And whenever we tell someone they're nothing, that's us speaking on behalf of you, and you don't like it, and your spirit groans because you're nothing but love. Let us realize that. So I thank you for every person that came out today, every person that heard my voice today. Let us love unconditionally. Let us always remember that you resides in all of us, and all of us are part of you. No matter what anyone else say, let us believe that with all our heart. As we leave this place, never your ever, ever your presence. Keep your spirit present in our mind and in our heart. So everything we do, everything we say, every act of kindness, everyone we come in contact with, they would know that you are alive because of the love we express. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Thank you so much for coming. The altar is here for those who like prayer. If anyone like prayer, come up, please.